This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to my brother and sister, active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, again, my brother and sister EMS, firefighters and police, and hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You are also on MeWe right now as the Captain's America. I'm just putting my podcast up over there. I'm also on Twitter at Captain's America. I just got on Rumble. The Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. So we've got pretty much all the social bases covered. We are on Parler as the Captain's America, but Parler's offline right now, but it will be coming back. So let's jump right to our first guest. It's Kyle Warner, a professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got a caller on the line, but before I go there, I want to read an email I got, which just really it kind of makes you feel good when you read it, you know, because sometimes we get comments that aren't so good. But here's a comment from somebody in Denver, Colorado. His name is Sully, and it's S-U-L-L-I-E, not S-U-L-L-Y, which I think is the way the airplane pilot spelled his name, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
Anyway, he says, Biden is the big loser. He can't win a horse race without having someone or others to help him. In this case, it was Obama and all his thugs and printers. The Captain, thank you to you and your guests, especially to Professor Kyle, and telling us the truth when no one else would. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you very much, Sully. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a great email, and we received that. Absolutely.
And we weren't sugarcoating anything. We were telling people that Donald Trump, he was treading a fine line, when it came time to after the election and all that stuff, if we told everybody right off the bat, if the Electoral College votes Joe Biden in, and they did, and if no one wants to contest this, no states, and they didn't, then guess what? The results are the results. You can't change them. There's nothing in the Constitution that says once the Congress certifies the Electoral College vote, boom, that's it.
That's exactly right. And that is the procedure.
Yep.
And again, we have to rely back on the Constitution, and just like you said.
That's the Constitution. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Mike in Clearwater. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Professor. Good morning, Captain. How are you?
Good.
You know, before I get started, I think that we as conservatives, I want to reach out an olive branch and send a gift to Joe Biden. We all need to go and order Balance of Nature and have it sent to the White House by the truckload. I have a feeling he's going to need it. So that's my olive branch to the president-elect. The second thing, you know, Kyle, it's getting kind of scary. Now, if it's bad enough that Parler was yanked, now we've got companies saying, oh, by the way, you didn't support the peaceful transition of power. So we're not going to fund you anymore. And we, by the way, whatever money we sent you already, we want that back. Now, if that's not the ultimate cancel.
Well, no, wait a minute. I haven't heard whatever money we sent you, we want it back. I've not heard that. I've just heard they're not.
Well, there's
going
one company that asked for the money to be sent
who?
Back. They want their money back. I can't remember who. Do you know who it was, Kyle? Because I heard it.
Unfortunately, I do know that there was several big companies that said they wanted to not give the candidates any money.
But when you give
But if you look it up during the break, maybe you can find it, because I swear to you,
Okay, well, keep going.
But anyway, so, Kyle, what do we do in a situation? I mean, this is getting crazy. It's almost like we're not going to cancel you. We're going to obliterate you. We're going to destroy you and get rid of you, and that's scary to me, and I'd like to see what you have to say about that.
All right, thank you, Mike. Okay, go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, Mike, for the call, and it's a great question. You know, I think that, number one, part of that is political cover.
It's bluster.
Yeah, and it's bluster, but at the same time, I had heard as well that one of the reasons they wanted to withhold campaign funds and so forth, or campaign donations, is because they had challenged the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know how many Democrats some of these companies might be donating to or have donated to, but I would simply gently remind them that it's the Democrats, evidently, who want to actually destroy
going
the
Electoral all the way back to Richard Nixon when they first started challenging Republican winners.
That's right. Well, exactly. But they want to get rid of the Electoral College altogether.
That's right.
And so yeah, I wish that they would just be consistent, maybe.
Yeah, but here's the thing. When you give money to a political campaign, that political campaign does not have to give you money back. You can ask for it, but they don't have to give it to you back. There's nothing that says they have to give you your money back.
Well, no, and from time to time, though, some people will return a donation, especially if it came from some source that they don't want to be associated with, for example.
That's different.
That's the only thing, right.
That's different. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, Parler is going after Amazon. We'll tell you all about it. Kathy, you tell everybody about us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. That's the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, and they're doing a bang-up job up there in Seattle, Washington, as they always do. And I take their product religiously a couple times a day because of the problems that I have with my replacement ankle, my left ankle from the World Trade Center when I got injured. And I do have swelling that's there as well as inflammation. And by taking that, the swelling isn't there and the inflammation isn't there. It's just that simple. Because the ingredients inside Relief Factor, which are all natural, all drug-free, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It also lowers or eliminates pain by going straight to the source of the pain. Now, the best thing about it is it also supports a healthy response and can help you heal when it comes to your joints and your muscles by giving you the relief that you need to be able to walk around and move around a little bit, move your arm, your elbow, whatever it is that's going on, back, etc., etc. So, for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start, and you'll know by the end of 3 weeks for that $19.95 price whether or not the product will work for you or not. You will absolutely flat out know. You can join the tens of thousands of people that have bought it right here on this show and used it, and I'm telling you, the website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, try the $19.95 3-week quick start, and then from there, it's all up to you. If you think it's going to work and it's working, then you just keep on taking it, or you just save the $19.95 3-week quick start package until you run out and order another one. It's that simple. All right, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about Parler, because Parler is fighting back, and kudos to them for doing so, right?
Yes, very much, yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, I just got a message here from Johanna. Johanna sees says Hallmark requested that Cruz and Holly return their campaign donations. Well, that's fine, Johanna, but they don't have to do it. I'm telling you, they do not have to do it. When you give someone money for a campaign or whatever, guess what? That's it. Period. That's it. All right, and if they wanted to give the money back, that's totally up to them. Okay, back to Amazon. Parler has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Amazon, and Amazon needs to be shaking in their boots. You know why?
Why is that?
Guess who else did that and won?
Who was that?
Rumble. Have you heard of Rumble?
Oh, yes, of course. You're right.
Rumble won a lawsuit against Amazon, and they put them right in their place. And a federal judge, there's a precedent that's been set for this. So I don't know how soon this will get on the docket and move up the line, but Parler is obviously looking for other avenues. Now, here's the deal. They have, as of this past week, 20 million people that signed up for Parler. And just over the weekend, when the president went over there and put all his accounts on Parler, 7 million people came with him.
Yeah, this is really an amazing thing in the sense that it's unprecedented, growing at that rate. And as you mentioned, Captain, yeah, they're taking this to court. And I think part of their argument is, look, we're paying for a service, but you have a 30-day notice that you can give us. We're no longer going to do business together, that kind of thing. So I think that's part of their complaint. Ultimately, the issue goes to the moderation and this kind of thing. But at the same time, though, and that may be a separate issue, but it would seem to me, and I'm not a lawyer, but it would seem to me that can Parler simply give Amazon an indemnity to say, look, if somebody sues Parler for something somebody said on Parler, Amazon Web Services is not going to be held responsible. I think people just wonder why there wasn't something that could have been a compromise there other than what we just saw happen.
Well, Amazon used the example of Lynn Wood, who wrote something on Parler. And by the way, Lynn Wood, in my opinion, is mentally deranged with some of the things that he's done. But he wrote an unhinged rant about shooting Mike Pence that wasn't deleted, because Parler's entire shtick is about allowing freedom of speech, even objectively crappy speech. And what Lynn Wood wrote was actually a threat against the Vice President of the United States. And in my humble opinion, he should have been arrested and charged.
Well, sure. That's exactly right.
Because you just can't go threatening people, even on the Internet. And as many people have found out before, the police are more than happy to take that and take it to the next level.
Well, exactly. And it's no different than if you stood on a street corner and said exactly the same thing. It's still a speech that incites. And obviously, there's just no room for that. So, you know, when it comes to public platforms, yeah, it is a very complex situation for sure. Yes.
All right. Well, let's see what this is going to wind up being, because we got Todd in Tampa, so we'll see what his 60 seconds does tonight. Make it constructive, Todd. Let's see what you can do.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get down to business here. Again, I've been with the captain. He had three stations. He's up to 249. If I was on for a half hour, he'd have 500. Okay, no one knows the politics like I do. Donald Trump won in a landslide, by the way. And another thing, okay, you 80 million Trump supporters like me who voted for Donald Trump, Donald Trump's number one, you got to toughen up. Okay, the left. I remember when Rubio, he ran against the president, he lost Little Marco, and then he had to run against Patrick Henry, Harry, or whatever, Murray over here, and Rubio was worse than him. Make a long story short, they all suck. These guys suck. They work for us, but they make the stupidest deals, and they don't do anything for the American people. Pelosi's running around trying to impeach again. Do something for the American people, you numbnuts. And you Trump supporters better stand up for the country and stand up for your family, because these people are, they're unholy. Let's get to work and save the country. Donald Trump in a landslide. Peace.
Comments, Kyle?
Well, I will only say that Todd definitely has had his coffee.
But he had one little problem there. He exaggerated a little bit. It's not $80 million. It was $74
million. Right. Exactly.
I mean, there is no reference. And by the way, the person that supposedly got the $80 million was Biden.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Biden got $80 million.
Yeah, and Trump got 74. But, you know, and again, that was more than any other Republican got, which is screwy because how could never mind. I'm not going to go there tonight. But Biden, we all know what the deal is there. It's a little bit too late to worry about it. What we need to do now, and again, I'll repeat what I said. Oh, and by the way, there is an email here about that. Let me find it. Where to put the emails? Okay. This is from Glenn, and Glenn is in Columbia, Missouri. Glenn says, Captain, you were talking about starting from the ground up, and instead of working from the top down, working from the ground up because all elections are local. Think nationally, act locally. We've done that here the last two election cycles, and we've turned our state around. If you noticed, Missouri is no longer leaning blue. It's red. Well, he's right, and thank you very much, Glenn, in Columbia, Missouri.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, again, the only reason I know this is because we did it. And it worked. It worked.
Well, exactly right. And it's going to work, you know, more often than not, because when there's scrutiny and there's accountability, well, then hopefully at that point, some of the less desirable candidates with their policies or their intentions might drop off, and you're going to get more people that are actually going to step up. Because, Captain, in this day and age, who would want to step up and run for president? Somebody who didn't have the resources of Donald Trump, for example, or you know, just the amount of scrutiny that someone comes under to run for public office is off-putting to people who could provide perhaps great leadership.
Well, true. And when we did this, when the Tea Party came into play, and by the way, we went, 12 of us went to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, sat down and had a meeting along with Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots. You remember them?
Yep.
All right. And Tea Party Patriots, and we sat there and had a meeting, and we decided what we were going to do. And we had Gene Sweeney and myself and Robin Steublin. We formed the first two Tea Parties here. In the state of Florida. There was actually a third one. I'm sorry, Pace Allen. In Daytona Beach called Taxed Enough Already. That was his Tea Party. We were over in Lakewood Ranch with the Lakewood Ranch Tea Party, and Robin Steublin was down in Punta Gorda with the Punta Gorda Tea Party. Okay, let me try to get this caller in real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Frank, Clearwater. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Frank from Clearwater.
All right, well, hang on. Can you hang on? Because I got to take a break here. Can you hang on?
I sure can.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to put Frank on hold. We're going to put Kyle on hold. And we're coming back from the break. And then we'll talk about some more. And we'll talk a little bit more about the Tea Party and what we were able to do. Again, working from the bottom up. Not the top down, the bottom up. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Democrats introduced an article of impeachment Monday accusing President Trump of inciting an insurrection. A vote on that article is likely to come as soon as Wednesday. Colorado Republican Congressman Ken Buck is asking President-elect Joe Biden to urge his fellow Democrats to stop the impeachment push. He tells Fox News it would be in the best interest of healing the country to just get to the next administration.
This is being rushed. This is a political stunt. And what we need to do is take time and reflect and make sure that whatever decisions are made regarding the events of January 6th are done with intelligent action. This president-elect could gain a lot of goodwill among Republicans and Democrats, frankly, but among Americans generally, if he told everybody, slow down, that this president is not an imminent threat to this country at this point. Let's get through the inauguration.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You bet you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico years ago was the Government Employees Insurance Company. That's what they were called, and it was an insurance company that started out there to give all the government employees an opportunity to save some money with their insurance, which I guess is a reason why we're still saving money. But here's the deal. They went public. They're now a public company, and you can go to their website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, or you can give them a call, looking up their local agent in the book, and find out how much money they can save you. Now, I've been with them going on just a little bit more than 15 years, and I will tell you that your car or your truck you're driving or your motorcycle or maybe you got an RV or an ATV or a boat or whatever it is you got, heck, even a riding lawnmower. But they will insure that for you, and they'll also save you a bunch of money. Now, don't forget, they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And if you bundle everything together, you'll save another bunch of money, because that's how you save the money, by bundling it together. And I've got my homeowners plus my vehicles. I've got two different vehicles on there now. So there you go. All right, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got a gentleman on the line now. Good morning. Is this Frank?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, sir. You had some interesting points. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir.
The idea of going back to basics or from the bottom up, maybe we should be going back to radio and TV and have the Trump time once a day, 1 hour, on different venues, some on your show, some on Hannity, some on Glenn Beck.
Sure.
Everybody who's on the the right with Trump and the Trumpsters look for his message or his over-the-top craziness to try to get us back in this game. If he's even willing to do it, I don't know if he's going to back down now and not want to be part of this because we're getting smothered by the
right.
the radical left. And that's my opinion. I think that if he was on somebody or on a regular show
right.
Daily, he's going to make some channel very rich
yeah.
because of the following that he would have.
That's a good point. Thank you very much, Frank. All right, that's a very, very good point. And, Kyle, you remember when Bill O'Reilly was taken off Fox?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Do you remember where he went?
Well, I know for a time he did his own independent thing.
Radio.
Radio, that's
right. He went to radio. He had a radio show an hour or two a day. I think it was 2 hours a day. And he brought Edie Hill was his first female companion that he brought along with him to do the show with him because she at the time had left Fox. And then there was somebody else that came on, Monica something or another.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. She's now working in the government as a public relations person with somebody. Maybe it's the State Department or somewhere. But anyway, she used to be on Fox News as a contributor. It was Alan Colmes' sister-in-law.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a good idea. And if the president would do it, hell, if he wanted to come on my show for 5 minutes a day or do a little segment or whatever, I'd love it. I mean, so anybody would. Anybody would.
Well, yeah, what Frank's talking about, of course, is, you know, like this good old-fashioned radio thing that so many years ago, Captain, you know, when Rush Limbaugh, for example, was starting to become very popular
yep.
and writing the book in so many ways on conservative broadcasting
yep.
and broadcasting in general, I'll even say, but the left couldn't have a counter to that, and they tried many different things to try to emulate Rush Limbaugh, and they could never do it.
Yep.
So this is a very good medium to get the word out on things. Yes.
You know where I first heard Rush Limbaugh?
Where's that?
When I was driving through Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, really? Cool.
And I heard him on the radio. I said, "Wow, who's this guy?" And then the next time I heard him again, he was in. He was in New York City on WABC.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the great things about as Rush was doing his thing and pioneering this, and then talk radio in general, is that the stuff that we talk about, American ideals,
yep.
first and foremost, but also conservative ideas, they don't need to be sold to people. But the left and what they tried on talk radio, for example, they have to try to sell all this stuff to everybody, and it's a Herculean task. It doesn't work because it doesn't seem to be, it just doesn't seem to be what people are wanting to buy, as it were. And so I think they have a real hard time with that.
All right, I've got a question here from Julie, and Julie is in Cleveland, Ohio. She starts out by saying, "Go Browns!" She says, "Captain, I've heard that the president cannot be impeached if he's no longer in office. Why would they even start the procedure to impeach him if they can't get it done by the time he leaves the office on January 20th? Well, because they just want to humiliate him some more, Julie, and even get the vote in the Congress on his, quote, record as part of his legacy, that he was impeached twice by the Congress, not by the Senate, but twice by the Congress, which means just about absolutely nothing because he was not impeached and removed from office by the Senate."
Well, that's right. And so a lot of it is a stunt. It even further, you know, just shows, again, the animosity that's there. There's so many, I heard it described earlier, about 200 hours and less now left in the Trump administration.
Yeah.
So at what point is this piling on in the sense that, look, there's nothing much else to do on this. He's going to be leaving office anyway, and only to do a stunt for your own constituency consumption seems like a wasted effort at this point.
Now, we received some intel from the FBI, intel from the FBI. Internal FBI memos are now warning of armed protest plans in all 50 state capitals across the country before Joe Biden's inauguration.
Yes, we have heard that, and that is, it's menacing. It's very, very concerning. And certainly we hope that there's nothing like that that's going to occur, but hopefully the authorities will be ready for anything like that because we don't want to see anybody get hurt at all.
Now, I also got some intel from some people within the military intelligence, people that used to work with military intelligence, and they were doing something for some people trying to find out about these protesters in Washington, D.C., and it was Antifa that was at the gates of the Capitol first. You are aware of that, right?
This is what I'm hearing, yes.
Yeah, it was Antifa who was at the doors of the Capitol first that actually breached the doors, being followed up, and they were being encouraging the Trump people to come in. Because initially, at the doors that were being photographed, the main doors up front, there were 30 to 40 Antifas there. And then, remember I told you about the guy that busted a window on the side with the dark hair, scraggy-looking guy, long black hair?
Right.
He has been identified as having been not only in Portland, Oregon, but also in Seattle, Washington, that particular individual.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they've identified him, but because I wanted him to get caught, I'm not going to mention his name. I will say that he's got one of those strange names that, and by the way, he even looked apart, one of those strange names that might be from the Middle East. How's that? Mm-hmm. I'll just let it go at that. But the information is that they had been planning this for a while, and they were paid to do it. Now, who paid them? Well, we need to follow the money trail. We need to find out where the money came from, because there's money cards that these people travel on, and they use them. And when they're done, then they just throw them away, and they get another money card, and away they go. And these people that I got this information from were former OPSEC special operators, which for anybody that's military, they know exactly what I just said. And even our friend Colonel Jim, who will be on the radio tomorrow, is going to give us what information he can about this so that we'll have an even better description of what's going on. But that's about all I can say about what I was told. This certainly, the Trump people were involved. Yes, they did do wrong by going into the Capitol and doing what they were doing. But the Antifa people, and this is the other thing, when they got the computers, the laptops, they were looking for those.
Mm-hmm.
That yep. wasn't just an accidental thing. And those weren't Trump people that walked out the door with those computers. Those were Antifa people, because that's intelligence for them. But the problem is, unless they really know how to get in there without being discovered, the second they turn on that computer, because of what they were and what they are, they'll know exactly where they're at.
That's right. And we hope the FBI agents can just home in on them right away.
All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report. Yeah, we got some more weather to talk about tonight. So don't go nowhere. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always...
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
Yeah, buddy, and there she is, my uptown girl from Jersey. She's now a Georgia cowgirl. Donna Fiducia, she and her husband Don, great people right there at the Double D Ranch in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there at everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you pull in to one of them when you hear me talking about them and say, hey, man, the captain told me if I came in here and said that I was listening to him on the radio talk about you that I'd get a free cup of coffee. Well, you bet you will. You bet you will. And then consider joining the Drivers Club. And if you got an RV, guess what? Join the RV Club because you can also get the same points for buying fuel, for buying food, for buying supplies in the store. They'll add up. You'll be able to use them either in the store to discount whatever it is you're buying the next time around or to use them on the catalog in the driver's store or they're in the RV Club. So that's Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. And in the meantime, get ready. All righty, that's a little rare earth, and that's taking it back about 40-some-odd plus years. And I'll tell you what, that song back in the day, I'm going to bring Kyle in here, that song back in the day, it had everybody dancing, everybody. That was a great song to dance to.
I'll bet, exactly.
Yeah, and I did that by request, I got to admit, because we got somebody who hasn't been feeling good, so that was to chirp somebody up. That's for our friend Karen, who has been under the weather, so there you go, that's for her, and I hope that made you feel better, because she's been under the weather here for going on about 2 weeks, I guess, right about now. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, but anyway, what'd you think, Kyle? Would you get out of 90? Would you do the Dick Clark thing?
Well, yeah, it's got a great beat. You can dance to it. That's right.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. Not a 75. You're right. At least a 90.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me read the statement here, and then you can take it away with what's going on out west, and I'll get into what's over here on my side of the aisle. But an atmospheric river event will impact the western portions of the Pacific Northwest. And you heard me say that right. Over the next couple of days, bringing heavy, persistent rain and heavy mountain snow. Now, flooding, flash flooding, landslides, and debris flows are possible that could create flooding because of the ice and everything else that's in the rivers this time of the year up there on the cold, frozen non-tundra. And then a high wind event will spread across the northern Rockies into the northern plains through Thursday. So take it away there, Kyle.
Well, you're absolutely right, Captain. We are going to start in Seattle, Washington tonight. We do have a flood watch right now. It's rain and lots of rain and more rain after that. We're talking perhaps several inches of rain. Also snow at about 5,000 feet.
Snow squally. Be prepared going east or west out of Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And we've got the same basic story in Portland, Oregon, as you come down the 5 freyway through Salem, through the Eugene area as well. So flooding and all this is going to continue, we understand, at least for the next couple of days, according to the forecast. So it is a big storm and a lot of water. So pay attention very carefully if you're on, for example, on I-90 coming out of Seattle, for example, and certainly on I-5. Winter storm warning also throughout northern Washington. High wind watch over in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene, Idaho areas as you travel across I-90. Winter weather advisories in northern Idaho. Also, high wind watch all throughout northern Montana and actually pretty much half the state of Montana, including most of the eastern part of the state. This also includes the Helena area, Great Falls with a high wind warning as well. So we have all this happening down through Billings, down through Wyoming as well, mostly the eastern part of Wyoming. And, of course, our friends in Cheyenne and Laramie, Captain, continuing to be buffeted by high winds, as has been the norm there for quite some time. And the high wind watch continues down the I-25 corridor as you head through Boulder, also through Denver. This about as far south as about Colorado Springs or so. So be very, very careful there. And then in California, we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to be north of Fresno and also encompassing Bakersfield on California 99 and Interstate 5.
Well, here we go, down yonder way in Texas and down there below Galveston, you've got a freeze watch tonight down towards the Mexican border along the Gulf, and it goes inland about maybe 75 miles. But I will tell you that where they had the snow that went across I-20, well, tonight everything froze over again, and you know what that means. You got yourself a skating rink coming out of Dallas going east on I-20 all the way over into Louisiana, so please be careful. And then you've got a freeze warning right on down just a little bit below Shreveport, Louisiana right now. And then you've got winter conditions in the western part of Tennessee, over to Memphis, eastern part of Arkansas, east of Little Rock, on down towards most of the state of Mississippi. Winter driving conditions and winter weather, cold conditions there too. Northern part of Alabama, cold temperatures, winter driving conditions. Up in the mountains of Virginia, winter driving conditions. Same for the mountains of North Carolina. And up there in upstate New York, Albany, up towards Lake George and over into the Adirondacks, winter driving conditions there because of the snow they had. Cold tonight. It is snowing now in Michigan. Most of the central and western part of Michigan along the eastern shore of Lake Michigan, you've got snow there. pretty much all the way north to south. And then down in the Gulf tonight, we do have some winds coming in, Mobile, Alabama, over to Pensacola, Florida. So be advised of that. And that's where our weather is taking us right at the moment. Now, keep in mind that the Pilot and Flying J truck stop is the place to go if you're out there on the highways and byways. And one of the reasons why is because you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you pull into a Pilot Travel Center, and one of the things that you might find could be a McDonald's, could be a Wendy's, could be a full-service Dairy Queen with their complete menu, could be an Arby's. And by the way, Arby's, we got the meats, right, Kyle?
That's right, they do.
Yeah, it could be a Kentucky Fried Chicken, could be a Denny's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell. Now, the Denny's is the sit-down restaurant that you'll find usually in a Flying J, as well as a Huddle House, depending on the parts of the country that you're in, and Moe's Southwest Grill. If you're traveling out west, you'll find a bunch of them out that way, too. And if you're in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, some locations even have a full-service Dunkin' Donuts shop, which is not just about coffee and donuts anymore. They've actually got a menu in there where you can get yourself some breakfast, or you can get yourself a little lunch with chili. By the way, I had their chili the other day when it was cold. It was really good.
Very cool. Well, or hot as it were, as it may be. But you're right, Captain. See, that's the thing. Whatever you're craving out there on the road, by the time you get to the Pilot or Flying J, they're going to have something that you're really, really going to like. And we think you'll agree they have the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Oh, I know. I know. And I always wondered how come they wouldn't sell their, you know, a lot of places with their coffee and their food and whatnot, they put them out in the grocery stores. Like, for example, Boston Market, when they started having their meals, they took some of them, they did the TV dinner frozen thing, but it was Boston Market style. It wasn't, you know, the cheapo TV dinner. It was the way Boston Market does it, which is some pretty good food. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back. Hour number two, right after the top of the hour news, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves and pay some of their bills out there. And when we come back, you want to talk about censorship? Some of your favorite radio personalities are being censored. We'll tell you who, and we'll tell you why. Wait till you hear this one. It's not me, guarantee you. They let me go. I just have at it.
When you need to know, the Captain's America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.